The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 23rd of April, 2018, 605-456-7 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In the getting into, like, the last turn of all the things that are being done here, kind of in that last quarter. We've already had the halftime of the renewal of everything here. So, but first of all, it's hello to Bad Bob, who's, and hey, shout out to Brenda. Sorry about
her. Yeah, we're hoping that she's going to go. It's better than it was, and we're going to hope that the knee heals up, but she's going to have to go see an orthopedist or something of that nature.
Okay. Jeez.
Well, we're thinking about you, Brenda.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, that was terrible.
Trying to make plans to go out of town. This is what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a big weekend, of course, you know, whole week coming up here with all the cool April nights. And last week, a cool April days and shows and shines. This weekend was incredible with the Watershed Festival and the show and shines again. And, of course, the Red Bluff Roundup, which we attended Friday night. Was
wow.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Before we go anywhere, currently, can you just turn me up a little bit there?
Thank you.
Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. Tomorrow, today's going to be a high. According to this forecast, I'm looking at 87, mostly sunny today. Or tonight's going to be beautiful, kind of a little bit of clouds with 56. Tomorrow calls for a high of 88. I'm sure you've heard some of the forecasts coming up. Tuesday, 88. Wednesday, 88. Thursday, 85. And as we progress through the weeks, Friday is going to be a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Wow. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 50. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Good Monday morning. How are you?
I think I'm doing well. A lot of things happening. The Reading Regional Chapter's 24th Annual Banquet for Safari Club International is happening this Saturday, April 28th, 2018, at Wind River. It's not too late to get tickets. It's not too late to get a sponsor package for $350. It includes two dinner tickets, $400 worth of drawing tickets, one in five sponsor gun tickets. Now, you think, you've got a one in five chance of winning. So if there's 10 sponsors, they give away two guns. So just think about that. I mean, how many other places have, you know, for that, you know, for $350? Gives you that chance. Plus, they have dinner tickets for $60 per person or $90 per couple. Give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or Scott a call at 221-4650 or just come on down here to the station and you can pick up a flyer that lets you sign up for this. But it's coming quick. And, of course, again, Wind River, and they have all types of they've got like 46 different types of firearms are given out. As for the drawings, there's a live auction, African game hunts and photo safaris, fishing trips, red stag, mule deer, Argentinian dove hunts. They've got them all at the Reading Region. And we're there all the time. And I'm emceeing it. So it's going to be a great time. So.
Again, this morning I'll be leaving the station here. It's probably about a half hour. To go out on location and do a live call-in from one of the show and shines. You're all over this week. You'll probably go to the Cool April Night site and see. We're going to be at a couple this week, as well as, of course, what a wonderful the cruise, which is, you know, a big moneymaker for the Reading area.
Oh, yeah. And, gosh, how many thousand people come to that?
Hey, we're going to talk about the Waffle House shooting.
Oh, yeah.
We really want to get into that. The Waffle Houses are like our Black Bear Diners or like our Denny's of the South. And I used to frequent them frequent them
did.
when I lived in Nashville.
I lived in Nashville, I did too.
And I've been to the one.
Fried chicken and waffles.
Right. The suspected gunman on the run after ridding a Tennessee Waffle House of bullets, dubbed himself a sovereign citizen before being arrested.
He hasn't been arrested yet.
After being arrested in July 2017 outside the White House.
Yeah, he refused to leave.
Travis Ranking, 29, used that term, which the FBI also used to describe a group of anti-government extremists. Now, we have to be very careful because we have sovereign minds here on the weekends.
He was a sovereign citizen. Oh, he's a sovereign citizen. Yeah, it's not the same thing.
He had a class last year with the Secret Service, according to a police report. Ranking told agency he needed to see President Trump and defined himself as a sovereign citizen who had a right to inspect the grounds.
Well, you know what? The guy has got mental problems. They've been having problems with this guy for years. And, in fact, enough that they took him away, took his guns away. And they took away his gun card in Illinois and took away his guns. And his father got the guns back. And they said, fine, but you have to keep them secured and away from him. Now, this is one of the things. Anyway, dad gives the guns back. This kid moves, or kid, his man moves to Tennessee, where it looks like he's been there for several months, and people that knew him said, you know, friendly guy, you know, had people over his house, you know, was doing work for this lady, blah, 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 blah. But when he was back in Illinois, they had arrested him for swimming in a swimming pool with just his underwear on and exposing himself. And another time he's wearing a woman's pink fuzzy, you know, like a nightshirt or something like that, and they arrested him again. And all these things came to take away his guns. Dad gave his guns back to him. He takes the guns down to Tennessee. He comes out to the Waffle House. He starts shooting from the outside first, and he comes in and he starts spraying the place. A young man who was going to school there, when he saw him reloading, he charged him.
Larry McCormick.
Larry McCormick. A young man charged him.
No, his name is James Shaw Jr., sorry.
Okay, James Shaw. Yeah, that's what I thought. James Shaw charged him, grabbed the rifle, and wrestled it away from him and threw it behind the counter so he couldn't shoot. And then this guy runs away. All he was wearing was a green coat, the shooter. The coat's off, and he's running naked down the street.
Mm.
Anyway, the young man that grabbed him burned his hand because the barrel was hot. But the guy ran away. Then he went back to his house, it looks like, grabbed his pants, and they're considering him armed and dangerous, and they can't find him. So, now, look at all the things that happen. In California, if you are given the guns, your job, if you're in your house, somebody with a mental problem cannot have access to it. A felon cannot have access to guns. A child cannot have access to guns. And now it is a felony where you'll be arrested. Like, if he was in California, this father who gave those guns back to they said take them away, he could be arrested for a felony one for giving those guns back to the guy, and it resulted in a death.
Let's talk about...
And it should be. It should
right.
be.
Right. Let's talk about the word that we were using this morning. How many people are in denial of family members?
Yeah.
We know a few that we're not going to say, of course, that know that their family members are a little unstable and have guns or access to guns. And it worries them. Well, it should. And so what we were talking about this morning is that this man was obviously in denial that his son was out there, crazy, whatever you want to call it, mentally ill. I mean, the things that he did were like, you cannot, he was ready to flip any moment.
Yeah, well, he had proven that, and dad gave him back the guns. Okay, you know what, and now there'll be a march that says, take away the guns. Take away the semi-automatic weapons. Well, you know what? He shouldn't have had it. Just like the last guy shouldn't have had it. And, you know, so it's when you start getting into things like this, so who do you blame? Do you blame the gun? No. You blame the father. This guy had it was obviously mentally ill, and father gives the guns back to him. And, you know, this is not like Sandy Hook where the shooter there killed mom and took the guns. And then started shooting. The whole thing is this. Anyway, he's still on the run, and they're looking for him. 29 years old, 6'4", 180 pounds. And he's running around Nashville. or if he's still there. You know what? He's probably dead. He's gone someplace and killed himself. Which is what mainly what they do, but maybe not. Okay.
Well, congratulations. I mean,
It
said here that he was at a fraternity party, and it was 2:30 in the morning. It was too crowded, so he and some friends decided to drive 2 miles where the nearest Waffle House was. It was 3:20 in the morning.
When it started.
2:30 in him and some friends. Anyway, so this started at 3:20, not soon after chaos broke out.
Yeah, and then, you know, some of the students that were killed, you know, there were some really, I mean, some of them was an A student, you know, and, I mean, so another one was a student from Belleville. If you know anything about Nashville, Nashville is called the Athens of the South. And there's a reason, because they've got 14 colleges and universities in the Nashville area.
Mm.
A lot of people don't know that. And Vanderbilt is called the Harvard of the South. And but there's so many universities, there's so many young people in this, you know, around in that area, so... Anyway,
supposedly the guy who wrestled away the gun told reporters if he was going to die, he was going to die on his feet.
Well, that, and he said, if I didn't get to him there, then, while he's reloading, we're in a barrel. There's no way out.
Yeah.
So I also heard something like that, and he's right. And this is the thing that people, you know, need to realize is that when these guys are shooting, they're going to run out of ammo. I know it's hard, you know, while you're running in circles trying to get out of the way.
Yeah, you watch too many Hollywood movies.
But he was trapped in there. They could not get out. And when he saw that guy stop and start to reload, he made it to him. And the only thing you wonder is why maybe there wasn't two or three others that came and jumped on him, except everybody's in shock, of course. But he wasn't. He was thinking, thought on his feet. The man's a hero. A young man going to school, probably going to school down there.
Let's roll.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. I tell you what. Linda was in a let's clean the closets in the house out, Carl. And it was like being sucked into a vortex.
It's true.
She's going and she's pulling me behind her. And she goes, What about this? And I run back to my man cave.
And you kept sitting down. And I said, get up.
You know, I kept sitting down after four
get
hours.
Get up, Marine!
After four hours. I said, sorry, I think I took some shrapnel here. And I went, you know, I was in my man cave just cleaning and cleaning, getting rid of stuff, throwing stuff out. I mean, if anybody wants any books, if anybody wants any gun magazines or... hunting magazines. I have well over 100 of them. They're new ones, too. I mean, these things are not like in the 30s, so don't get too excited. But if you want those and you want to come pick them up, they're yours. You want to take them to, you know, whatever you want to sell them for paperweight, you could do that. The only thing you have to do is pick them up. Well over 100. Really, you know, the ones I kept, like Peterson's Hunting, you know, American Hunter, Guns and Ammo, all those. So if you need any of those. But anyway, going on to this was, after this is all day, then plus Saturday when we were out running around, and then Friday night at the rodeo, last night when we hit our sleep number bed.
It was great. And I changed my sleep number setting to back to the original, 55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, my sleep number setting 60. But you know what? The best thing about these beds is when you hit them and you lay down there, even if you get up in the middle of the night for, you know, nature calls or something like that, you go right back into bed and you hit it there. It's great. And now they actually have this bed called the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed that when you move, it adjusts to you. And you can get these the Target Shopping Center over at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for details after you tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. Sleep Number, you know, it's, you know, how much is a good night's sleep worth? We'll be right back after these messages. It is 19 minutes after the hour 7 here on the 23rd of April, 64 degrees, going up to anywhere from 87 to 90 today. Can you believe that? And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest-ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The Cool April Night Sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to our show.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. Today is Monday, the 23rd of April.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 64 degrees. We're heading towards 90 degrees, so a quick rise in temperature today. I know it's weird. 57 tonight. Tomorrow I was going to call. Our highs will be 88, and Wednesday's 89, and Thursday's 85. And then we go down to Friday with a jump again, with a slight chance of showers, a jump down to around 73.
Showers.
And showers. Friday. You know, it's just, and it's going to be
cool. But you said that last year, and it didn't rain. Remember that? Right. It was over, and then it rained later on that night.
Well, that's what the forecast calls for. So
this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Hey, look, ask about the early bird discounts on kerosene beginning in May through July. Call SST Oil today to schedule maintenance and delivery at 530-241-1167. Remember, heater maintenance is important to prepare for the next season. Now, through June 8th, they're offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts, and plus veterans, you get an additional 5%. This is all SST Oil. It's an employee-owned company. It's one of the larger employers here in Reading. It moves millions of gallons of fuel, kerosene, oil, all throughout California and the northern and northwest. Not only that, they are looking for employees. They are looking for drivers. Again, give them a call. 530-241-1167. SST Oil. Okay, you know, on Friday, you know, we had Earth Day this weekend, of course. And on Friday, I interviewed a gent by the name of Ian Somerhalder, who is a guy who's been, and probably his name sounds a little bit familiar. It's because he's been in a number of TV shows on CW and Netflix. And he plays a vampire in some of them. But he is also a guy that when you start talking to him, you realize is that his heart's in the right place, and he puts his cash in the right place too. He started a fund and a nonprofit back in 2010 to help save electricity by spreading the word, you know, saving power on while we're changing into the green, and some of the ways we can do it. So he and I sat down for about, 8 minutes on Friday, and this is the interview.
Carl, how are you, man?
I'm fine, Ian. How are you?
Good. How's it going up there?
Great. Hey, you know what? We're up here in some of the most beautiful country in California. But, hey, welcome to the show, and hey, thanks so much for what you're doing now. Ian is an environmentalist. Of course, he's an actor everybody knows from CW's hit TV series, The Vampire Diaries, and now Netflix, V-Wars. But you've got a lot of other things going on to help cut down on the energy use in California and make things better.
Yeah, you know, and thanks for taking time to talk about this. You know, it's really pretty simple, right? It's about driving behavioral changes, right? It's the small things that make the really big differences. So, you know, I'm excited to be working with Energy Upgrade California, because what that is an initiative that basically provides the toolkit, right, for Californians, for anyone in the country, but for Californians to be smarter about their energy use, you know. So it's the tiny things, Carl. It's really kind of broken down into three major parts, right? Unplugging all those quote unquote, no pun intended, vampire devices that suck energy while they're not on. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And you know what's crazy about that is 23%. I'm going to sound like such a nerd, but I love this stuff. 23%. Actually, of all the energy used to power devices in our homes in the United States and across around the world, is used by devices that aren't even turned on. So that is a really big thing, is unplugging. The second big component is lighting, right? Light sucks up a tremendous amount of energy. So replacing your light bulbs with LEDs. LEDs are 75% more efficient, and they last 25 times longer. So you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a no-brainer. And the third is time of use. And, you know, we're Americans. We're not used to thinking about this kind of stuff. But if you use the devices that require the most amount of energy before 4 p.m. and after 9 p.m., you do the grid and the state and your wallet such a service, because in those peak hours, the demand is so high that we switch over to much more polluting type fossil fuel power generation. And if we cut down on that sort of dirty power generation, a few things happen. You know, not only does it help our air pollution, it cuts down air pollution a great deal, but it also drives outdoor activity, which drives down and also drives down polluting related healthcare costs. You know, those are really, really, really great things.
Well,
another thing it does is it drives innovation. And that innovation is what's eventually going to make energy and products more affordable for everyone. But it's also what's going to lead us into a much cleaner, much greener future and economy, right? So those are all really simple things. It's about the behavioral changes that we can make. You know, one of our hashtags is better off. You know, you're better off turning off the lights. You're better off unplugging devices, because not only are you saving money, but you're helping air pollution and you're helping drive innovation, and you don't even know it, and it's that simple. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, of course, we've put LEDs in our studios and everything, which has helped a lot. Our city of Reading has. We have one of the largest bike routing. And our city goes down past the river. You know, we're encouraging more. We're building more, another $10 million worth of bike trails. All those things
cool
that you're talking about, you know, that, you know, even up here, maybe in we don't have quite the congestion that you all have down in Southern California, but we've got to think about it. But people, you know what, people want to do this. People want to help. How do people do this? How do they join the movement you're in?
Well, you know, you can go to energyupgradeca.org, and there are a couple of great hashtags, better off, and then do your thing. And the idea behind hashtag do your thing is you can still do your thing. You don't have to change your life drastically. But by unplugging devices that aren't being used and saving that energy, by changing out your lighting to LEDs, and by really paying attention to the time of use, you know, using the real heavy energy-using devices of washers and dryers and stuff before 4 p.m. and after 9 p.m., you really, and by the way, spreading this information, but you really will be doing a tremendous service to not just our state, but our country, to your pocketbook and to our environment. Those are all really fun things. And, you know, another one fun thing we're doing is, you know, our cold wash party. The idea is, here's what's nuts, man. 90% of all the energy used in washing our clothes comes from heating and water. So always wash your clothes in cold water. They're still going to get incredibly clean. I mean, obviously, unless you have, you know, dog towels and or dirty sheets or something you need to do that with, that's fine. But cold water is the way to go. And having there's no better way to kick this off than doing a cold wash party. And that is those are all fun things that we can do. I really encourage everyone to check it out. I know we're all busy, but this really does affect all of us. And there's no reason why having cleaner air, more money in your pocket, and driving innovation through small, simple behavioral changes in our lives shouldn't be exciting to all of us. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't affect you. It affects the environment, and it saves us money. I mean, come on. It doesn't take a lot to figure out this is probably a pretty good idea.
Right? Yeah, and, you know, it's you can still just do your thing, you know. And what's fun about this is that this campaign, man, it's going to be – it kicks off April 26th, but, you know, it's going to be supported by TV commercials, radio, out-of-home, print, digital ads, social media, you know, events, community relations. Like, we're going big. And actually, a lot of the campaign elements will be translated into Spanish, Chinese, Mandarin, Korean, and Vietnamese. You know, we really want this to scale, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Honestly, I haven't been – this is the most I've been on camera in a very long time this morning doing interviews and stuff. And, you know, if I have to be away from my wife and my baby, this is something that I really, you know, want to spend the day and weekends doing.
Let me say this, too. Ian is also the founder and president of the Ian Somerhalder Foundation. That started in 2010. You've been in this for a long time to advance science, promote the conservation of natural resources for the benefit of the community. You know, you're not only talking the talk, you're walking the walk, too, on something like this.
And, I appreciate you saying that, man.
Well, you know what? You know, we appreciate the fact that we've got to go out there. We've got to do something because, you know, our energy sources are not infinite. They're finite, and we've got to start conserving and taking care of our environment, taking care of each other, or we're going to be, you know, handing things to your children and my grandchildren. That
exactly.
Is, you know what? It's not going to be fair to them.
It's not fair to them. Well, listen, thanks for having me on, man, and thanks for your dedication and your appreciation of all of this, and I look forward to the next time, brother.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Ian.
Yeah, thank you, man. Have a great day up there.
You too.
Okay, take care.
Okay, that was Ian Somerhalder from, you heard a variety of TV shows and it's going on Netflix also, but he also gives a real hoot about the environment and especially the use of power and ways of saving power that's going to save you money, but it doesn't really change your lifestyle that much. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Michelle from Red Bicycle Catering, our next door neighbor who is just, they're just out there kicking butt. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of April. We'll be right back.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3651.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
To you, our loyal guests, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us, May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda flew out of here with Jennifer. They're heading down to a show in China. They're going to be calling in a bike. Oh, 15 minutes from now, talking about a great time they're having down there and what's going on. And I'm here with Michelle Cave.
Hello.
Hello from Red Bicycle Catering.
Yay.
Hey, who's our next door neighbor. And it's been there for what? How long now?
Just over a year now.
Just over a year. And I've walked by and I've stuck my face up against the, you know, it's kind of like, you know.
Against the glass.
Against the glass. Going, what's going on in there? And the other day, she actually let me in. And and we said, so what's going on? So tell us what Red Bicycle Catering is.
Well, Red Bicycle Catering, we do family and two-person dinners to go.
Uh-huh.
We are open Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6 for pickups, and it's all pre-order dinners only. We have all of our menus are online at our website.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three different things we offer each week, and every week the menu changes.
There you go. Now, how many of you are so busy that you're busy during the day, and then you have to go home, and you want to eat healthy? Sometimes it's hard.
That's why you call Red Bicycle Catering.
Call Red Bicycle Catering.
Exactly, because all you have to do is come pick up your meal that you've pre-ordered.
The day before.
And pop it in the oven.
Right. And it's already made.
It's already made.
Already made.
Mostly organic ingredients, lots of local ingredients. We use a lot of local farms.
So farm to table.
Yep.
From right around here.
So you're not only supporting Red Bicycle Catering, you're supporting local farms as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how long have you been here in town, you and Dave?
Me and Dave. Dave and I have been here for just over 12 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved here from the Bay Area.
Okay.
And we love Redding.
Isn't Redding nice?
We love it.
Isn't it great? Yeah, yep. We've been here for over 11 years.
Yeah.
That's great. Wouldn't want to leave. Okay, so why did you start this?
Okay, so I started out...
You know, everybody goes, I'm just going to start fixing dinner for people
at night. I know. It's a strange concept, but it's something that's been kind of evolving over the last, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I am actually a nutrition consultant, and I love nutrition, love everything about it. But, you know, you can tell people till you're blue in the face how to eat, what to eat, and a lot of people don't really know what to do with the food. So then I started this business and started, you know, taking people shopping and showing them how to cook. And then it got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to cook for them. And so over the last 17 years since I had my kids, my family's been my guinea pigs. I've been developing all my own recipes and just trying to make everything more nutritiously dense. And so then we moved here.
Mom, I'm not sure what you can do to make liver taste bitter, but perhaps you could serve that one to Dad.
No, they didn't mind. They were little. I caught them at an early age. Yep.
Liver's good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you very smart.
Yes.
And
so
you'll get a car early.
So I started cooking for people and...
And that's what started.
Yeah, and that's where it all started. And I just got all the recipes out of my head and onto paper and tested and
the rest is history. So you're a nutritionist. This is the important part.
Yes.
So you don't just slap things together because, you know, you're not going to offer the ripper that's coming to town, which is a deep fried hot dog.
Oh, gosh, no. Maybe deep fried Twinkie? No, I'm kidding.
That's a strange concept.
I
know, a deep fried hot dog. No, it's coming to town, though. One of these faster food places. You're putting together meals that are nutritious. Mm-hmm. And if you have to be, gluten-free?
Yeah, they just happen to be gluten-free. Okay. Everything's gluten-free. That's what we do.
So how does the concept work? If somebody goes, you know what, I need to call Michelle Cave over at Red Bicycle Catering, which the number is?
The number is 768-1768.
768-1768. So they call you.
They call me, yeah.
It has to be like the
emails are better.
Okay. Oh, emails. Okay.
Phone calls are fine, but sometimes we're really busy cooking in the day, and it's hard to get to the phone always. So
that's right. When I was in there the other day, y'all were just like had all types of things laid out.
We are super busy during the day.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we do our cooking during the mornings, and then by 3 o'clock, we open our doors for people to start coming and picking up food.
Now, so it's better to go on your website. And you can take a look at all the menu that week.
Yep.
And you can say, okay, I want A and B and C. I know it's not like this, but I want A, B, and C for this week.
Right.
And I'm ordering them now, and I'm going to pick them up tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday.
Yep. Not Friday.
Not Friday.
No, we're not open on Fridays for dinners.
Okay. So it would be like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So, you know, we provide dinners Monday through Thursday. And so, yeah, so if you missed the boat for today, you can call today or you can email us, order online. This week we have our Polynesian pulled pork, which is made with non-GMO pork. So we spend more money on our food because we care about the quality of the food.
Non-GMO pork.
Non-GMO pork. It's a very difficult product to find.
Now, that's pork that's not been fed with corn or other products that are GMO. Corn,
exactly.
Which is very hard to find because I thought most corn was GMO.
It is mostly GMO, and most pork is factory farm.
Yes.
So it's pretty nasty, and so
where do you get
yours?
You get like
it. Actually, you know what? Oddly enough,
friendly.
I love local, and it's hard to find local. There is a company Yanoseko that's local, but they're a little bit difficult for me to order larger quantities through. So I get my pork out of this place where my dad grew up in Iowa, in Lamar's, Iowa, a 5-generation family farm. I'm sure they knew my dad. They had to have. How could they not?
How could anybody not know everybody in Lamar, Iowa? I mean,
exactly.
It's like,
so anyway, so my
especially from Scotland or
my
something.
My pork comes from Beeler's.
Okay.
Pure pork, and it's
pure pork.
Yep.
So it was kind of like free-ranging pork.
Yep, and the taste is night and day from what you get in the store.
I should make a deal with you when I'm going out. Wild pig hunting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Non-GMO.
Wild
boar. In fact,
boar.
It's wild boar, and it's it's free-ranging
wild
boar.
Although, technically, I don't think I'm allowed to sell that, because it's wild.
Because technically, you're right. Or even not technically.
I would love to, but
that's
not an option.
Oh, that's right. You can't do that.
No. I can attest to the taste, having been to the wild game feed a time or two.
That's right. That's great. okay, so they can get online with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they can pick out the menus.
Yep.
And it's nutritious, like you said. It's from farm to table. Uh-huh. But you also use non-GMO stuff.
Oh, yeah. The whole menu is non-GMO.
Wow.
We've sourced our tortillas, because tortillas are really the only, that's like a big one that's hard to find non-GMO and nice quality. And so it took us a while. It took us almost a year to find the right tortillas. And those we get out of Sacramento from a family that has been making tortillas for, I think they're like a 2- or 3-generation family.
Wow.
Business, so
would you think are there more and more places trying to go non-GMO?
I think that one's a slow one. There's more places trying to go organic. Trying to go more whole foods. I haven't heard as much about, you know, people saying, you know, promoting the non-GMO. But it's really important to us. So.
Well, one of the things, too, though, is organic is the definitions of organic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we've had a variety of different people in here about, you know, organic foods and this and that. That the definition of organic is different to other people. I mean,
yes.
What you think is organic may not be what other people, you know.
Right.
Like, I think up there in, what is that? Not Hat Creek, but well, Hat Creek, too, but the other one. No, the one further up in McLeod, not McLeod, but the Mary Rickards group up there. What is that? That's the, that's not Hat Creek. It's, but they have organic beef.
Oh.
And they raise it out there.
Prather Ranch.
Prather Ranch, right.
Yeah, yeah, or Prather, Prather.
Yeah.
I never know how to pronounce
yeah.
it. Prather, Prather, tomato, tomato.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But they have it up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, and they sell it for a lot more.
Right.
Because it is like that. Okay.
Yeah.
We're here with Michelle Cave from Red Bicycle Catering. They started this, well, you've been doing it really for like 12 years, but you started here in this location.
Just over a year ago.
Yep. And if you want to do this, if you want to come in and can they come in just to see the place?
Sure. Yeah, but they just have to knock on the door
because
the doors are
like
locked.
Like I did.
Yep, yeah. Like you did. Yeah.
Because I was walking by and walking back and forth and I knocked on the door.
Yeah.
So see if it would work.
Yeah.
And it does. And I'm so happy I did that. And I'm glad that we were able to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. It was
appreciate
our pleasure. Again, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, so they can call us at 768-1768, or they can go online at www.redbicyclecatering.com, check out our menus, check out what we're all about. We do cooking classes as well. We've got some kids' summer camps scheduled for the summer, and those are super, super fun, four-day camps.
Are these specialty cooking classes?
Are
they specialty cooking classes, or just...
At the moment, I don't have any adult classes scheduled, but
just all kids?
Well, but I have corporate wellness classes scheduled.
Okay.
So for like next month, I'm doing classes for, I've done classes for Reading Rancheria, doing one for Blue Cross Blue Shield next month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
You have all types of things
all
there.
All types of things. And it's all about wellness, health and wellness, and figuring out how to incorporate more whole foods into your daily routine.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Again, Michelle Cave from Red Bicycle Catering, and if you're looking for you know, somebody to fix a very nutritious meal for you that you, and it's going to be tasty also, as Bob and I can attest, give her a call or check out the website, Red Bicycle Catering. Thank you.
Thanks
for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me, neighbor.
It's nice. We kind of look after each other down here, up and down the street.
Definitely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. I think Linda's going to be calling in just any minute now with what's going on at the Show and Shine. We'll be right back.
Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda's not here. Linda's at the Show and Shine. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. We're down here on East Side Road, 4659 East Side Road at the ROP Automotive Tech Program, Show and Shine with Ed Milazzo, and I'm going to put him on right now. He's going to tell you a little bit about this incredible show. It's the beginning of a cool April night, spectacular thing. And Ed, I'm telling you that we got a yellow Pinto out here that's just about rocking my socks off. So here's Ed. He's going to tell you, good morning and welcome to our show, Ed. Here you go.
Thanks for having me on the show. As you said, I'm Ed Milazzo. I'm the automotive instructor here at Chastity OP. And we decided to have a show and shine because a lot of our high school automotive kids have old vehicles, very interested in all these vehicles. So we decided to have a show and shine. Hopefully it will become an annual event. So we're down here. We have, right now, we have several vehicles down here. We have seen from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. In fact, we have the little yellow Pinto that everybody keeps talking about. She's been a very popular vehicle.
It's your wife.
Back in the old days when we first started restoring classic vehicles, we talked about building a vehicle for her. And she decided that she wanted to build the vehicle that she originally started off with in high school. And I'm thinking, oh, great, a Corvette or a Camaro or something like that. And she said, oh, my God, a Pinto. Okay, so we'll do that. And I said, well, do you need any help with that? She says, no, I want to do it all myself. So she built the motor herself, built the transmission, did the shock absorbers, redid the interior, and then painted it herself. And she did it all in one summer, and I was just amazed. Because a lot of my own classic vehicles took me, you know, 10, 20 years to do. And she did it basically all herself in one summer, so I'm very proud of her.
Hey, Ed, can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear
you. Okay, tell Ed to talk right into the microphone there, because he's moving his head. So we're getting most of it, but then it sounded like you said his wife built that Pinto herself.
The wife built the Pinto herself, and it took her a summer. And I'm going to have him hold the phone so he can get right up on the microphone.
Okay.
Because you're going to want to ask him about the ROP program.
I am. Okay, you back, Ed?
Yes, I am. How's it going?
Great. We heard almost all that, but then the part about it was your wife built that Pinto, huh?
Yes, actually, when we first started overhauling classic vehicles, she said, I want to do one for the cool Naples events also. And I said, okay, well, I'm thinking Corvette, Camaro, something like that. And she says, no, I'd like to do what I originally started off in high school with my first car. And I said, well, what's that? And she said, well, it was a 71 Pinto. And I said, oh, my God, a Pinto. And I said, okay, if you're going to do it, let's go ahead and do it. So she picked one up. and she started overhauling, and I wanted to help her with it. She said, no, I want to do this all myself. And I said, okay. So she overhauled the transmission, and then she rebuilt the engine all by herself, and I helped her with a couple little things. She did the brakes, the shock absorbers, and overhauled the differential, and did a lot of the painting and interior all by herself, and I was just so proud and amazed at what she was able to accomplish. So that's one of the vehicles that we have down here, along with a lot of 1930s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, and 70s vehicles at this point.
Wow.
We got a really cool Trans Am down here. It's just a wonderful event.
Okay, hey, Ed, tell us about the ROP program.
Okay, so we're Shasta Trinity, the ROP program. We have several different programs. We have a firefighting class. We have an AOJ class. We have a culinary class. In fact, Holly Leiter is actually going to be doing the food and catering at this event. I'm the automotive instructor, and basically what we do is we're an ASC NATEF certified program, so students can get ASC certified here. They can become licensed smog technicians for the state and just do general auto repair, and that's kind of what we do.
Well, that sounds, you know what, we've had, you've said that you had the firefighters on too, is that correct in there?
Yes, we have an ROP firefighting class,
yeah.
We have an AOJ class. The firefighters are a license, or not a license, a certified program as well. In fact, all of our ROP programs aren't just high school auto shop or high school firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a licensed certified program. We're not only NATEF certified, we're also ASC certified. Students can get college credit for taking the class.
Wow.
You know, so it's just a wonderful program for a high school student.
Yeah, and these are for kids that, you know, may, you know, their interests lie in different things besides books. You know,
right,
and,
right.
And you know what? We need, has anybody ever said, oh, we have enough good automobile mechanics? Have you ever heard
right.
that? That's like saying,
right.
oh, we have more than enough ammo in combat.
Right,
no, you're
exactly.
just not going to hear that. And so these are young men and women who come down there and they get trained.
Mm-hmm.
They go right into work. They're making living wages. They can raise a family.
Right.
They can start
right.
businesses, all because of people like you, Ed, and the program.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's just true. We back the Builders Exchange and their programs and Shasta College
right.
with their programs. I mean, these
right.
are good programs. People, we need these technicians. We need these people that know how to do this work.
Exactly. We need to get them involved at the high school level.
Yeah.
By the time they're at college, they never really know exactly what they want to do. And sometimes there's not enough focus on career technical education. And a lot of times it's academic, and that's not always great for everybody. So we try to cover all our bases with the high school students.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ed, thank you so much. And I can't wait to come down and take a look at that Pinto because, frankly, anybody that can work on a car, to me, it's magic. You know, because
thank you very much.
I you know,
really
I
really appreciate us doing the interview.
Well, you know what? It's true. This is the way we feel. That's why we wanted to come down and see you all and be there for the show and shine. And tell us again the address.
Oh, it's 4659. East Side Road, and we're right down the street from where the old American Metals was, if anybody knows where that is, off of 273.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, we know where that's at. Okay,
okay,
thanks
great.
A lot.
Thank you.
Let Linda come back on for a second there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got like a minute left. So is how the cars look like? Pretty cool?
Well, she didn't hear me. Well, the cars look pretty cool. She said that to begin with.
I love you too.
I love you too. Thank you, honey.
I'm done with you now.
Okay.
Go away.
You've done your part, Carl. Discard. Just like I feel like a piece of Kleenex just thrown into the waste can.
Just like an old shoe.
Just like an old shoe. Okay, you did it. Go. You know, that's it. Okay, now I can go do the other things. All right. It's kind of like being sucked in that vortex. I'm telling you, this weekend, I have not ever cleaned. I've gotten rid of stuff. If anybody wants books, not just magazines, but books, I've got like 75 books I'm also giving away.
I'm looking forward to that at the end of the year. You're starting to do the great swamp out.
Just doing that. And, you know, and Lynn's got one of these, you know, got those types of bags that just, you put the vacuum cleaner on, it just sucks them down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she's put 856 pounds of clothes in 10 pounds of bags.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, hey, look, when we come back, we've got somebody we've never interviewed before. Wade and Bobette Riggs.
They keep showing up, and now we're finally going to stick them behind a microphone.
And we see them a lot because of the different things they do. But people that don't know them and know what they do, this is you're going to have a fun time.
The myths behind the magic.
That's it. And, you know, if we're looking like and he is helping us out with our studio build and all these things out of the goodness of his heart. And that is a big heart this guy has, he and Bobette. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta. Ready? News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump calls them obstructionists, Democratic senators who would vote against Secretary of State nominee Mike Pompeo. Tonight, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is due to take a vote on the nomination.
Most Democrats and some Republicans on the committee say they will not support Mike Pompeo's nomination. They cite in part his record of hawkishness. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Pompeo has already proven himself more than qualified to become the nation's top diplomat.
In recent days, the world learned Director Pompeo had undertaken initial conversations with Kim Jong-un directly Easter weekend to discuss denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
Positive support from the committee is helpful but not required. With or without it, the Pompeo nomination will still go before the full Senate. Linda Canyon, Washington.
An intensive manhunt continues for a man suspected of killing four people at a Waffle House in Nashville. Police say Travis Reinking was nearly naked when he opened fire early yesterday, was last seen wearing only his pants. The spring home buying season is underway, and today we have a snapshot from a realtor's trade group of how things are going.
The National Association of Realtors says homes sold last month at a seasonally adjusted annual pace of 5.6 million. That's up from 5.54 million in February. The sales rate is higher than the 2017 total, but March sales were down slightly over the past 12 months. The housing market continues to be in the grip of an inventory crunch that's restricted how many people can become homeowners.
Correspondent Jeremy House. British Prime Minister Theresa May offering warmest congratulations to Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge on the birth of their third child, a boy. The child born this morning weighing 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Wall Street, the Dow down 36 points, NASDAQ up. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
A Brussels court has found the 2015 Paris attack suspect and an accomplice guilty of attempted murder over shots fired at police. They tried to avoid arrest in a suburb of Brussels.
4 months after the Paris attacks, the Belgian police thought they'd found where Abdeslam was hiding in a suburb called Forêt here in Brussels. They went to the front door. They came under sustained arms fire. Three officers were injured. One terror suspect, Mohamed Belkaid, an Algerian national said to have coordinated the Paris attacks, was killed. Two others fled via the rooftops. One of them, Abdeslam, another man, Soufiane Ayori.
The BBC's Kevin Lee says the court has handed both men the maximum 20-year sentence. Taliban attacks in western Afghanistan killed 14 soldiers and police officers earlier today. Kabul residents prepared to bury their loved ones killed in a bombing by ISIS that targeted a voter registration center. News and analysis at townhall.com. The White House says that President Trump has no intention of firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller or Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
The president's grown increasingly frustrated by Mueller's Russia investigation, which Rosenstein oversees. Still, White House Legislative Affairs Chief Mark Short says he has no reason to believe the president wants to fire them, despite what he calls a media fixation.
Waiting there to see, okay, when's he going to fire Rosenstein? When's he going to fire Mueller? We have the same conversation. As far as I know, the president has no intention of firing these individuals.
But Short tells NBC's Meet the Press further down the road, he cannot rule it out.
You don't know how far off the investigation is going to veer. Right now, he has no intention of firing them.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
By a wide margin, Americans believe that teachers don't make enough money. Half of those polled by the AP say they'd support paying higher taxes to give them a raise. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 in the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. And we are in the third quarter. No, we're in the fourth quarter of our change. We're just looking right now through the brand newly cleaned and taken apart windows and put back together again. Looking at where the new studio is going to be. It's going to be beautiful. We have people in here that are going to be helping us with that. We'll talk to them in just a minute. But the time is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right off on Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, same great service, even though they just newly remodeled, and the walk-in humidor has gotten bigger. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, Bob, what's the weather look like?
Sunny today, the high near 90, mostly clear tonight, low of 57. Tapers off a little bit, but it's going to hover right around that 85 to 90 degree mark all the way through Thursday. Then slight chance of showers on Friday. Thunderstorms possible Friday night. Same situation on Saturday. Shasta Lake remains about 15 feet from the top of the dam. Currently in downtown Reading, we have 65 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And if you need time in for payment options, give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phones.
Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Good. I'm very well. Tonight, I want the people to come on out. We have our guest speaker is Kathy Darling Allen, the Registrar of Voters. We have new voting machines that are going to be used in the primary election on June 5th. And I went to a open house they had this past week and got a chance to look at these new voting machines. And there are several new things that will be adopted and used this election season. So I thought people would like to know about that. And so our meeting starts at 6 o'clock. And we are at our new location at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay. Well, you know, is it... I didn't realize you had such an affection for the for Kathy. I mean, do you call her darling?
A couple of times.
Do you call her darling?
She's a great speaker, really.
Yeah. Do you call her darling all the time?
That's her middle name, actually.
she was
darling before she became an Allen.
I thought that was her last name, Kathy Darling. It was?
It was.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It was a bad joke. All right,
married,
Sally.
I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, and that's going to be this evening at 6 p.m.?
At 6 o'clock. And also we have our Jefferson meeting. It starts at 5:30 at the same location.
Great. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
Hey,
this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair and go to Jeff Wurst, not only a veteran, but also a veteran of this business. He wants to make sure that your windshield is safe for you and your family. He's got techniques that he's learned, and by going through a number of different schools, he brings it in, brings your car or truck into his business. He'll fix a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or visit him at 3208 South Market Street.
Oh. I have a correction to my earlier report. And I was up there yesterday looking at it. Shasta Lake, now, drum roll, folks, 13 feet from the top of the dam.
Woo! Okay. Now, I'm sitting here with two people that you've seen them, and but maybe you don't know it, or you've seen their work and you don't know it, or you see one of them, or maybe both of them, in court, and you're not really looking at them because you might want to
clarify that one, Carl.
I will. But you see them in court, but you won't really recognize them because you're probably pretty nervous at that point. But there they are, kind of ubiquitous there in the side. I'm talking about, of course, Bobette and Wade Riggs, our newest power couple here in the city of Reading. Good morning, you two.
Morning, Carl.
Like that. Okay. The reason I say that if you're in court, you might see them is.
Well, I'm an audio-video forensic specialist, which a lot of people don't know. And I do a lot of work for the public defender's office and the DA's office and local attorneys throughout town. And Bobette is a court-certified videographer, and she videotapes depositions. And so if you've had your depo taken in the last few years and it was videotaped, there's a good chance it was her sitting behind the camera.
There you go. And you're the sworn to secrecy then, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what's the weirdest thing you ever saw?
No, I can tell this because...
Okay, because you don't say names.
No, I don't have to say
names.
No, I can tell you a little funny story.
Okay.
So, I videotape across, and it's interesting because I can see things going on under the table, you know, with the witness. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, I can say it.
Okay.
I've already mentioned it before, but all of a sudden you can see them kicking, like... You know, when they're answering a question.
Don't say that.
Yeah, all of a sudden you see foot, like, what are you doing? You're kicking under the table. The lawyer kicking the witness.
Did you get that on videotape?
No, I can't get that portion now.
Okay, you just got them up there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The reason I gave you that like that is so you wouldn't wreck your hair up. You don't have to hold it there.
Oh, it was fine. I don't care about my hair.
Oh.
I thought you were just giving it to me.
I care about mine.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be helpful.
Oh, no. I didn't know.
I took the earphones apart and
you trished my headphones.
I trished your head because this is what Trish does all the time. And other people. Anyway. Okay. So you two have been doing this for time. But you two met while you were here. In Reading.
We met 2009. Mm-hmm. Bobette and I were both involved in Riverfront Playhouse. And in 2009, I auditioned for a play called Who's in Bed with the Butler. And at the auditions, I saw this gorgeous gal. And I'm like, wow, she's very pretty. And we both got cast. And I asked her out for coffee. I said, hey, would you like to go out for coffee? She's like,
What did I say?
No.
No.
She said no, repeatedly. I mean, I kept asking her. She kept saying no.
Did you ever think, okay, Bubba, did you kind of get a feeling of stalking at this point?
Yeah, when did it become harassment? Yeah.
I know.
At what point does it become stalking?
About like after the first 10 minutes.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob.
You know what? I'm just kind of wondering because.
Bobette says, me too.
I know.
Yeah. Can you tell us about your relationship with Wade? She says, the only thing I can say is me too.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, we're getting all this on tape and video, and it's archived.
Don't we have a thing on here that says the opinions expressed are not necessarily that of Wade Riggs? I'm just saying.
Okay, so you said no.
Yep, I said no. Okay. I saw him around the theater. I was like, ew, that guy's kind of... Okay, I'm going to say it.
Bob, you're not helping.
I'm going to be honest. I said, this is what I said, and I'm going to be honest. I go, he's a player.
Oh, jeez! You know, I hear the coast is a very great place to live.
Oh, wow. You know, the things you hear on the radio station. Wow. So how much is it worth?
Don't you have a mute button on there, Bob? Come on, man. Help a guy out.
How much is it worth?
I am having entirely too much fun here.
So how much is it worth for a break right now, Wade? Perhaps a new contract someplace?
This isn't live, right?
Please, of course.
I certainly hope so.
You know it's fine. Okay. All right. So you thought that, you know, I don't want to go out with him because he looks like a player. You know,
he did.
Ruggedly handsome, you know, man wandering around, a veteran, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said no.
Yes, I said no. And then I don't know. And then I felt kind of bad afterwards after I told him.
Please don't tell me you felt sorry for me. That would just be like
it was a mercy date.
You did the eyes thing, didn't you, Wade? You did the puppy eye thing.
You went out with him on a mercy date. That was it. Man, she took you out for mercy coffee. Let's take a break.
Too late.
We'll be right back. We have, you know, this is getting so good. I had no idea this was going to happen. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. These are really super people. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Voted best in the North State. They're the only ones we let touch our HVAC systems. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Babette and Wade Riggs show here and find out what truly the term stalking means when you're trying to go out with your soon-to-be, you know, girlfriend.
Beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fly Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's like 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of April, 2018. It's 64 degrees, going up to close to 90 today. Yeah. Next couple of days, 3 days, it's going to be very warm, and then it looks like the maybe some rain's coming in. Unfortunately. Friday, Saturday, maybe late Thursday. Now, the thing about it was that's what they said last year, if you remember right. Yep. And the rain did not hit until like 2 o'clock in the morning. So You know, it never rains on Cool April nights on the cruise. It never rains on that.
Well, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank opened up their newest branch, 1845 California Street, late last year. And they are in process of moving their main office down into the Cobblestone Square shopping center. And why? Just to provide better service to their customers. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and see how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Bobette and Wade Riggs. And in the first 15 minutes, people were going, what are the heck are they talking about? the reason I had them on is because they are seen in so many things. And they've got, you know, besides just a media company where they do the commercials and ads and a lot of them you see around here in town. But also they have a service that they work with depositions where they film the depositions,
right,
or video the depositions that are used in court.
Right.
And plus you do a lot of things for our community. You are associated with One Safe Place, Haven Humane, so many different places. And then Bobette has her own DJ business that literally takes her all over the United States.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Now, you all just got back from Scottsdale or someplace in Arizona?
Yeah, we were in Scottsdale and got back last night.
Did it have anything to do with work? Or was that?
Oh, yeah.
That was okay. Work.
That was work.
what was that? No.
We were working with one of our clients, her name is Christy Whitman. She's on she's got a book on the New York Times bestseller list.
Uh-huh.
And she does events throughout the United States. She does book tours and she does seminars. Some of them are on live stream pay-per-view, and we facilitate all of her tour for her.
Okay, because you live stream a lot of stuff.
We do. We got into live stream, oh, good grief, probably about 8-9 years ago when it was really first starting out. I got into online video back in 1998 when the average, Bob, you'll remember this, the average video size back in 98 was a 160 by 120.
Yeah. Postage stamp.
It was really small.
And the days of QuickTime.
Yep. And so we got into doing live online videos quite a few years ago, and which kind of leads us up to where we are now.
Okay. And, I know last year, because we were associated with you, we won't say exactly the words that we were using out there on the on the cruise, because people are still upset about things that Linda said, even though there were no curse words. Not that. Linda was asking, anyway. Yeah. Asking, you know, people to come up and talk on them. You know, you invited us to be out there while we streamed it everywhere.
We had such a great time with you guys last year.
Well, it was fun. We had a good time. Now, you're going to be streaming Cool April Nights, again, the cruise this year.
Yeah, we'll be out there Friday evening. We're actually starting at 4 o'clock. DJ Bobette kicks it off at 4 o'clock, and from 4 to 6:30, she is out there playing your favorite cruise tunes. You can jump online.
And they are.
I love
all
that.
The classics.
I love that.
You know what it is, because we were standing out there last year, and you hit every one of them. You know, Beach Boys, Jan and Dean. I mean, you got them all. I mean, anybody that was had a car song, you know, at 409, and all those.
We have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
We get the reason we start at 4 o'clock is we get a lot of people who are in their offices still at 4 o'clock prior to going out to the cruise.
Sure.
And so they'll jump online and they'll get in the chat room and they'll do song requests to Bobette. So they're sitting in their office, you know, doing song
wanted
requests.
To hear that right song. Okay. Now let me ask you a question now. It's because you're going to be, a lot of other people are going to be playing what your show, I should be, they're going to be able to see the cruise, because you are pushing this out over a number of different agencies, including us.
Absolutely,
because we have a YouTube channel, and we're going to embed it in our YouTube channel, so you can watch it on KCNR 1460's YouTube. You can watch the cruise this Friday. In fact, this is kind of like a kicking off, almost like the first time, because we've got our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. We're going to be using when we get into our new studios that Wade, thank you very much, and Bob are putting this thing together, so we can put something on our YouTube channel, our show on the YouTube channel every day, so people can watch our show,
which I think is great because it just makes the interaction with you and Linda so much better. You know, me on the other hand, I have a face for radio, so you know I work much better that way.
No, but you know what, You are really. Here's the thing, and I wish Linda was here to say it because she'll say it better than I do. We have seen you all grow. A lot. I mean, moving forward. And what we've also seen is how you turn around with the money that you make and you reinvest it into your company. And you do that with getting new equipment, new ways of doing things that just makes it better, which is why you're expanding as fast as you have.
Well, we're very careful, and Bobette is she's kind of the brains behind the outfit. Every time a UPS truck pulls up to the house, she's like, "What'd you do?"
Yeah, I'm like, "Oh, it's Christmas time again."
We already know what Bobette thinks of you.
Okay. Yeah, no kidding.
She thinks you're a stalker. Okay.
But it's
that you managed to marry. You know what? Yeah. You know what? You're pretty cool. You must have been pretty cool about it, later on.
Yeah.
Okay, so but this is a big thing. Because people really are just, even though it's been out there for a while, are just really around here just starting that streaming process.
Yeah, we started the cruise about 6 years ago.
Right.
And we topped 10,000 online viewers 2 years ago. In 2016, we had a little over 10,000 people join us online for the cruise.
From all over the United States.
All over the United States.
And see, because people love cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do I go out there and tell people, hey, on Friday, we're going to have this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're marketing it on all over the internet. We've got the ads that are on Facebook, social media.
So we'll just take it, feed into yours, and push that out again, saying you can watch the cruise on KCNR 1460.
And of course, we mentioned KCNR, our love for KCNR in our ads, too.
I know that. I know, and we appreciate that. And that, if you really want to have a good time and watch, and I hate to say this, because the cruise, if you want to see the cruise, you see every car as they're coming through there several times, and they talk about the cars coming through. You can see that. And if there's some reason you can't get down there that day, or you're working late, or maybe you're going to be out of town, but you still don't want to miss the cruise, you just pop into KCNR 1460 or...
Well, we're on three different television stations.
Yeah,
we're also carrying, four stations are carrying our signal live.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 26 is actually also going to be rebroadcasting the cruise on Sunday.
Okay.
So if you miss it on Friday night, you can also watch it on Sunday.
And that's fun too, because you miss, because I don't care who it is, you're going to miss something because it's continuous. And everybody's got to get up, go out and get a beer. Or, our hot dog or whatever they're having, they come back. But so then you can sit there and watch it. And you can also DVR it.
Yeah, and she can edit out.
Oh, by that point, yeah.
Edit
out all those.
You can edit me out, right?
Well, you can edit
out. I'll keep you in there.
Those extra words that when people are yelling around you.
No, I told them to be very careful about it.
And it won't take you 2.5 hours to get home afterwards.
That's right. You can see it right there.
But it's so much fun, though. Yeah, I mean, you get to see the cruise.
We had a great time.
And, you and Linda, we had such a blast with you guys. And I hope you guys are going to come back out again this year. We would love you guys to come out and visit with us.
This year?
Yeah.
Well, we'd like to accept. Okay, I hate to say this out loud. Carl's going to be turkey hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, Carl's finally going to go turkey hunting, and Ted and I are going up. Leaving after the show Wednesday, and we're heading up there for 3 days.
Everyone be sure to call back next Wednesday and ask and or taunt.
You can either. I tell you what, not only, I may video it. I may stream it live.
The American Sportsman, where's Kurt Gowdy when you need him?
We may be back. We may be back in time for it. That's all I can say. We may be back in time for it. Okay, this is what my friends do. Okay, the lady across the street, as I walk out, She's been at the rodeo. Michelle's been at the rodeo. She helps with the publicity and all that. She gets up there above the chutes. She's with the people who are in the boxes. And she so when I came out to my car this morning, she had left me a turkey feather on my windshield. These are the type of friends I have. I have people sending me photos. I have Terry Raposa saying, "Hey, they're so close, I could have choked one to death." And I'm going, "These are not mountain turkeys. These are urban turkeys. Urban tame turkeys." I'm with Wade and Bette Riggs from Riggs Media, and then Riggs Depositions. I don't know. What do you call that one?
It's all
part of Riggs Media. Yeah. But also, we're talking about how you can see the cool April nights this weekend.
Yeah. We've got four, three cameras, all high definition. We've got a wireless HD camera that actually is in the median. So you've got cars coming by on both sides of the camera, which is a very unique perspective. And it really puts you right into the cruise. It's a lot of fun.
Well, the whole thing is, you know, and it, I tell you what, it's kind of like when you're watching a football game. The football game, it's fun to be there and all that. But if you really want to see the football game, you're watching it on the TV. It's like rodeo. We were at their roundup on Friday. Great, great event. I mean, this is the richest rodeo in America on that weekend. It's one of the top 10 rodeos in, top 20 rodeos in America. Is the Red Bluff Roundup, as is the Redding Rodeo. But this one was, when you're coming out, it's so quick, and you can't, you know, and that bull's spinning. If you really want to see it, yeah, I'm watching the rider. But then they show it up on TV, and that's where you see what's happening on the screen up there. So it's kind of like the same thing here. As you're watching one, it's going by, then three others have gone by, because you've looked at this one. When you're watching it on TV, when we're streaming it, when you're streaming it, you can kind of get a better look because it's come from both directions, and you know they're going to come around again because we see each one. How many times? Four times? Three times? Yeah. 12? Some of them six. Enough.
Depends on how fast they're driving.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. It's a full-service jewelry store, watch repairmen. They have it all there, whether it's estate jewelry all the way to they can design it and build it and get gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And when I'm out turkey hunting, Linda's in there emerald hunting or diamond hunting or whatever she does. She goes in there while I'm out in the woods. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Bobette and Wayne Griggs.
I'm a hot rod man. Yeah, I'm a hot rod man. Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3651.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, fresh chilled crabs, steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $25 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters.
Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 23rd of April. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 64 degrees, going up to 90 today. Okay, it's going up to 90 today. The weather report is, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But if you got your puppy and you're used to taking your dog around with you over the last few months, think about it. It hits 87, hits 90. It's going to be 130 in that car, and your dog is going to die. Your child's going to die. Granny will probably not feel well. Anything you leave in there is going to be harmed by that 147
no
degree.
Organics no in the car.
No organics. It'll kill flour. It'll do it all. Just remember that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I was in there Friday, and I'm going to have to go back in there for a couple of weeks. We got tight in there, DC and I did. It's man's last stronghold. As we pointed out in there, as Linda has said, I've walked in there before, walked out 2 minutes later, and had to shave my legs because of the amount of testosterone that's in the air. So, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Cypress Grove Barbershop. I'm here with Wade and Bobette Riggs. Hi, Wade.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Bobette.
Hi, Carl.
Okay, we're talking about...
Hey, it's the power couple of Redding, California, folks. These two are on fire,
yeah.
And it's so fantastic to see all that you do for the community. Let's do a shout-out for the stuff you do with One Safe Place and Haven Humane, and the list goes on, and you've received awards, and Bobette is on her... DJ Bobette is on her world tour, and you guys are going to be doing so much with Cool April Nights. I know the list goes on, but have you talked already about just what you're going to be doing with... In front of the Red Lion Inn with okay.
Yeah.
At length. So, okay, we were en route. We were talking to our people, too, on that's so cool with the ROP. Did you guys know about that?
Yes. We've had them, several years ago, but they've rolled through here talking about their firefighting academy. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that, again, these are students in school, kind of introducing them in high school to this. And we need technicians so badly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it that, you know, we push so many people to go to college, and that's great. But some people don't want to go to college. They want, you know, they're good with their hands. They're good with figuring out things like coding and all this. So they go and have, they'll go to these classes. They'll walk away from there with a welding degree, a diesel technician degree, diesel mm-hmm. technician, that, you know, not it's a, that's a mechanic plus. What else? Heavy equipment. And they're making $60,000 a year. Right away, they can support their family, can support themselves, and mm-hmm. it gives them the impetus when they're also taking college classes to start their own businesses. We are short so many of these people. So, yes, ROP is just, yeah.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Our son, Austin, he goes to Shasta High School, and he's in the Fire Academy program there. Mm. So he's learning all these, learning everything about fire, and he's going to be taking it next year because you can take it when you're a junior and a senior. Uh-huh. And then
he gets a certificate at the end of this thing.
Yes, yes. And then it helps when you go to college, and some people just get hired right away. A friend of ours was telling us that somebody out from Foothill, her grandson, just had graduated, and mm-hmm. they flew him out to Texas, and he already has bought his own house, and he's only 19.
19 years old, he bought 19. His own house.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what? Dave Ramsey would love these guys. And, you know, some things you think about it, about if you do something that you love, then you're going to, you know, you'll be a success at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went fishing last weekend on the with the Healing Waters group, and I fished with a young man named Andrew. They call him Hoodie, because his last name is like Hoopa or something like that, so they call him Hoodie. And he's 23 years old. He doesn't owe any money in the world. He owns his boat. He owns his truck. He is saving money for next year. He's going to make a down payment on his house. He's 23 or 24 years old. What's going on with these kids? You know, I mean, they've broken the code about not owing money.
Yeah.
And paying everything off and paying cash for stuff. And they work hard for it, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm sure that's what, you know, your son's looking at, too, is being able to pick this up and live on his own and have a life.
Oh, when I was young, if I had a nickel, I was down buying a candy bar with it. And yet our son Austin, you know, I think he's got
everything.
Every nickel he's ever, you know, he's ever earned.
The first nickel he ever found.
Yeah. He's an amazing, you know, and I'm not saying that just because he's my son, but I agree. It's like, it's a totally different mindset.
Isn't this weird? Because it's like it skipped. It skipped a generation.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got these 18, 19, and 23-year-olds, 20, 22-year-olds that are doing these kind of things that are just really you're proud of.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, speaking of, kind of changing the subject, but going back into money and investing, we have watched Bobette and Riggs over here get hitched since we've been together, Carl and I. Yeah. We celebrated 10 years. So get married, combine your family, grow your business. And it's amazing to see where you guys have come in the last 10 years. And every time we see you, you keep growing your company. You know, we talk about your equipment and how. So who's kind of the mastermind? One of you tell us. Who's the mastermind behind finding the gear, figuring it out, making sure that all your video looks fantastic? I mean, what do you guys do? Who's the techie?
Well, he is. Wade is. You know, but I'm the more
brains.
Frugal part of the party. You know, I'm like, okay, sure. I have him research everything and just do a thorough job of finding things.
I didn't used to
things.
Do that. Yeah, I used to be like,
he just used to go out there.
That sounds cool. Let's get that. And I did get it, you know. And now she's like, okay, you need to stop and – you can get that for less. You know that, right? And I'm like, so? And she's like, no.
No, I know what you mean. Like, you know, and you know, it's like things like, well, I know you can just buy that like that. But, you know, this is where Bob comes in for us. Bob says, we need this and this and this. I said, okay.
And then what do we say?
And then Linda says, let's get it. And then Bob goes, well, wait. And he says, let's find it here. And he's found it. He says, oh, look, I found one of these. We can do that. And then Wade came in the other day, and these two sat and talked for 5 minutes that I did not understand a word except he said, well, let me bring one over. And he said, well, in fact, let me bring three over because I've got four. And if I'm just sitting there going, oh, those two have figured this whole thing out.
We acronymed him out.
You acronymed me. Yeah, it was like.
It's kind of like we're talking tech speak here, Bob.
You know? And the code.
It's a code.
And I just, you know, my eyes roll back in my head, and I kind of start thinking about, you know, hunting turkeys.
Well, we finished it off by nice shoes.
Yeah. Oh, that was. That
now,
was
neither it. One of us could field strip a Beretta 92, but,
true.
You know.
Yeah, that's okay. I can. okay, now, you all have, like we said, you've done a lot for a lot of the One Safe Place, Haven Humane, so many different organizations here in town. So I also know is that here, this is – and we're in April here, and you've got the rest of the year here. What's it look like? What are y'all going to be really active in the rest of this year?
A little bit of everything. Bobette, you've got a bunch of DJ jobs coming up.
Yep. Plus the legal part in between during the weekdays, because they don't do that on weekends, so it works kind of perfect. You know, a lot of my stuff's on the weekends, and then the legal portions during the week.
I know you got Shiny Care coming up.
Well, I have a lot coming up. Weddings.
Doing the thing with Shining Care. You've got a wedding coming up next
Haven
weekend.
Haven
Humane coming up.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's fun.
Graduation.
You know, it's fun.
It's fun.
You know, these are organizations that have done so much for this community, you know. And, you know, I've seen Linda, I don't know how many hundreds of hours you've donated in the last couple of years, you know. And you know, it's just something you do.
Yeah, we just do it.
You know, when people were talking about that the other day, because we were talking about, you know, helping out and how many hours that people donate. And you don't think about it, you know, when we have we're a community radio station. So what we do is we run PSAs, we bring in businesses, we bring in organizations because we want people to know about it. And, but the more that we can push out, which is one of the reasons we're getting that FM, we just put in for the long form Friday.
That is so
cool. Put the short term form in, now the long form. Maybe we'll hear by the end of, probably hear by the beginning of June, hopefully, about where it's going with that. And then, yeah, everybody's got their fingers crossed. And then from, but then also us, you know, with the YouTube channel, because that enables us to push a lot of stuff out too, and to put our own stuff on that, right. And for people to be able to put stuff on there too, so that we can push out. And again, help people that have got really good causes, you know, animal causes, things that are going on with the community that we, you know, we end up with, like Northern California Veterans Museum, something on the 28th. We can push all that kind of stuff out. If people give us videos, we'll put them out on it.
What I like is your station seems to really be the one pushing out the positive stuff in our community. You know, so many of them are talking about negative this, negative that. And, you know, I like hearing the positive stuff. I like being reminded that there's a lot of good people in this community that are out there that are really, you know, reaching out and helping one another. It's not all negative, folks.
And they're new businesses, and we're just so we're so fortunate. We got Jennifer out there running around finding new businesses, and we work with the Chamber of Commerce, we work with Cornerstone, we work with others to bring these businesses in so that we can give them some light, like the new coffee shop down or the. Theory coffee roasters there, and this place is just loaded with people. And then next door, Michelle from the Red Bicycle Catering. But those are just a couple examples because you want to help people that are trying to help our city here. You know, like, and we are in the verge of just really taking a big step. I'm not talking about us, but we are, but I'm talking about the city too. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you guys are right in the middle of all that.
Yeah, we're hanging out. We're hanging out.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Bobette and Wade Riggs. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. There's no place like home. Give Sharon Clark a chance to show you why Home Helpers is the business that will keep your loved ones happy and in their favorite place, their home. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
At Cypress Solar Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Solar Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Solar Eyes, 722-9992.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio at KCNR 1460.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. You know, that's right. They've been, this is their 50th year. They guard everything around the area here, including the River Trail. They're out there helping the police, and they have more officers on the streets than the police do at any time. If you want a, if you want protection that will have somebody there, a trained officer, at your location, at your business, at your home in 10 minutes or less, that's North State Security. They will beat the time of anybody else in town. 243-0295. 10 minutes, and it's not costly. They want to provide protection and help to their citizens here because they love it here. This is a local, this is a local organization. This isn't something from somewhere else. This is Lance Beck. His dad started North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Linda and I are here with Babette and Wade Riggs from Riggs Media, but they also, we talked about how they do depositions, which is a big part of the business, and they, yes, and they travel all over, and then plus they also facilitate, they're brought in to do things like to events, and they help them with the streaming, because you're really, I guess you're one of the experts in Northern California, if not the expert, when it comes to streaming events.
And we bring in, we'll bring in full camera crews with glide cam packs on so that they can, and wireless HD systems, and
do you do drones?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
So if you wanted, like, and you're starting to see these now, especially in realtors. Mm-hmm. They're taking a place, they're taking a shot from above if they're out in the country or things like this. But you can do this. We were at one where there was a wedding. Remember? Mm-hmm. We went to a wedding and there was a drone coming around everybody.
Right.
So they could, you know, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, we're doing one.
Yeah, we're doing this on this Sunday.
This Sunday we're doing a drone shot for a wedding.
Yes.
Wow, you guys are super busy. So, okay, so, and then you have like a big family.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have four at home.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
So give us a day in the life of a Wade and Bobette. Now, you've moved into a new home last year. Mm-hmm. Got your studio that you built, I think your offices and your home.
And let me just say this quickly, is that they had a, where you used to live, you had a couple break-ins of your car. And just and so don't do that to Wade.
Two or three times.
First of all, Wade will film you doing it. And then he puts it out where there's like 86,000 hits on it, and the guy gets caught.
And the Christmas blow-ups.
Yeah, that was it.
Was that the deciding factor? Like, we're out of here.
You know, pretty much was.
Yeah.
It was.
That was it for
because
me.
Your Christmas lights, what do you do at Christmas? It's like definitely on the limousine ride to see the Riggs house.
We do it for the kids. The kids, you know, it's...
It was all like kid-oriented.
I have so much fun being out there in the yard with my kids and putting that stuff together. My son Shane, who's 12 and he's autistic, this is probably one of the biggest bonding times for him and I. And he gets out there and he'll go, "No, Dad, let's do it over there," you know. And I'm like, "Okay."
So how many lights and how long does the give us like a visual?
Oh, good grief! I don't know how many lights, but I know it takes us over a month to wire.
Well, it's over. We start in October, right after Halloween, or actually November 1st.
Yeah.
Boom.
So do your neighbors love you, or do they just go, "Oh, God, I can't stand another, please take it down"?
No, I tell you, we've always had friendly rivalries with our neighbors, with our new neighbors now. We met when we met them after we moved in, and we start putting our lights up. The neighbor lady goes, "You know, I usually wait two more weeks, but game on."
Yeah,
and just nice people.
I know she's amazing.
You know, we do normal stuff. You know, I mean, I do the kid duty in the morning. I take the boys to school at six thirty in the morning.
While I'm getting Shane ready.
While she gets Shane ready
for his school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and after the kids have gone to school, then it's coffee time for her and I, and we start our day, you know, and then in the afternoon, it's whoever's available does the afternoon kid duty.
Right. Yeah. Who schedules?
Well, it's kind of a tag team type of thing. I go, mm-hmm. Okay, I got a depo today. You're going to have to get the kids, or you know.
Mm-hmm. And we compare. We're constantly comparing calendars. Mm-hmm. What do you got coming up?
Okay. Do you calendar on phone?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So just I'm just kind of like seeing how you do. Do you ever have Wade say, "Oh, honey, by the way"?
Yes, I've had that. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember we're going to be or. Oh, I thought I told you.
Yeah, today at 12.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Little help, Carl. Little help, Carl.
Drop everything else because I told you.
Yeah.
No,
okay,
you didn't.
Here's the one that I paid for.
Okay, first off, I just want to say that Linda and Bobette are not allowed to play together anymore.
Oh, I think that's we right. should. I think we make an excellent
yes.
Okay,
play date.
Here's what I found out I should never do. Hey, hon, did I tell you that I was going to hunting next week for a week? I found out that that's probably not the way to do it.
Yeah.
And then she goes, well, where? Well, I'm going over on the coast, and we're going to be hunting turkeys. Where on the coast? Well, I'm not exactly sure. As soon as I said I'm not exactly sure, I realized that my life had changed dramatically.
Yeah, well, the drones can go over there. We'll find you.
I said, we have ways of finding you.
Yeah.
I said, well, how about if I just put a chip in my neck?
No, I'll put a tracker. Watch. You don't even want to know.
I'm going to put a chip. How about if I put a chip in my neck, and then if things get bad, you just push it and it explodes, taking out the carotid.
Yeah. Anyway. So do you have a day? Do you guys have a day, Wade and Bobette, that you just say this is, there's one day a week that is like a no-do day?
No.
So you just...
No, we work 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we do two vacations a year. We do one with just her and I so that her and I can reconnect. In fact, two weeks ago, we got back from Cancun.
Mm-hmm. Cabo.
Cabo, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We went to Cabo.
You missed the shootings down there.
I know.
It was like right after you came back.
I was glad that we didn't go to Cancun because I saw everything that was going on. And so I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, initially I thought that's where we were going. It's just, no, we're going to Cabo. And I'm like, okay, I'll just be on the plane. Just let me know. But it was nice, you know. I mean, her and I, you know, we just got to relax and not think about work and just reconnect. And then
because I know when we got back, you know, it's going to be all crazy.
No, it was going to be crazy.
Cool April nights.
Yeah. Well, then a week later, we're flying to Phoenix for a job there. So, and then we do a vacation with the kids.
That's great.
It's where we do, you know, we get to connect
annual
with the kids.
Vacay with the kids. Let's go back and we tie this up with Cool April Nights. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, so what we've got going this week now, I know you're doing the cruise on Friday. You're going to be streaming this out over, one of the TV stations, but also on ours.
Absolutely.
On our YouTube channel. And Bob's going to fix all that up. Bob looks at me, but don't worry. You can do that. I'm sure you can do that. You don't have to be here. Look, if Riggs can show you how to do it, he could probably train me to do it. And then you're going to be doing that. And Bobette, you're going to be doing your disc jockey stuff and hearing the things like, you know, all the songs you want to hear during cruise.
And no one's going to be standing next to you saying, rev it up, promise.
we have people, you know, this year, I mean, we're doing this in memory of Doug Carney.
Yes.
You know, who is really the heart.
Well, you know, Doug took it over and was really, he ran with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, you know, retired policeman or sheriff's deputy, I'm not sure, but he was retired law enforcement. Ran with this thing, took care of it and made sure it worked. You know, he may not have agreed with the way he did it, but in some ways, but he just made it work and everybody was happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, he was a huge success.
Everywhere you go, it's going to be show and shines. All over the North State, close to, you know, Redding, Anderson, just for this Cool April Nights week. And, again, I think it's great that you're dedicating, the cruise to Doug.
Oh, it's, you know, Pam, I've known Pam and
Pam
for years.
Amazing.
And, so she's going to come by, before the cruise starts because she's actually going to be in the cruise. With his car.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to come by beforehand and talk to our viewers. And then we've got people from Back to Blue coming by. So we're gonna have guests coming throughout the show.
Well, we've been working with Back to Blue too, and starting next month, we're doing a salute to the first responders. We have a number of people that were that are going to be saying thank you to the first responders, and then we're taking 10% of that and giving it to Back to Blue.
That's great.
Our business is
You know, depending on how many people we have, maybe more, but a minimum of 10% going to them off the top, not off the bottom, off the top.
Off the top.
The people that sign up with us for this. And
because it's so important. We had a salute to the veterans, mm-hmm. and now a salute to the first responders, and both of them.
It was a Christmas salute, like Christmas happy
salute,
holidays.
And it was big, and we sent some of my stuff out that way. And the thing is to have people remember that this, that the first responders are, you hear the complaints of, oh, they get paid this much and blah, blah, blah. But
can't,
I don't see.
Can't get paid enough for what they do.
When they're standing in the door with a crazy person on the other side, or there's a fire, and this is what you have to think about. There's a fire, and these guys are crashing through the door to go rescue somebody.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about themselves.
Yeah, they run towards danger and not away.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay, this Friday,
mm-hmm.
if you want to see the crews in living color, and mm-hmm. I'm close.
The Arts Council will be taking our stream live on uh-huh. Their stations on Charter. Channel 26, KCED, will be carrying it live.
That's
KGEC. Do what mm-hmm. I say?
KD something.
Well, whatever. KGEC. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Anyways, they're going to be carrying it live. And then, of course, you guys. So
excellent. Great.
Okay, now how do you get a hold of Riggs Media?
Our website is RiggsMediaConsulting.com.
There you go. Okay, everybody. Tomorrow, Haven Humane. Wednesday, I have Dave Kehoe and Larry Lee on talking about the new jail. Plus, I want to talk to Dave Kehoe about running for office. He's going to run for office again. It should be interesting. And then Friday, we have One Safe Place. So everybody have a great day. It's a good, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 21. 21-